Hey, Dan Zupansky here. Today we're sharing something special with you. It's a preview from 48 Hours, one of the top true crime podcasts. On the 48 Hours podcast, you'll hear award-winning CBS News correspondents investigate shocking murder cases and compelling real-life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. I'm about to play you a clip from 48 Hours. While you're listening, follow 48 Hours on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, here's the clip. 48 Hours correspondent Peter Van Zandt takes us back to the night of November 13th, 2022, to the University of Idaho, the scene of the now infamous and chilling murders of four young students. Listen in as Van Zandt speaks with a few family members of the victims.
Moscow will forever be known as the scene of one of the most tragic crimes in American history. There's still sort of a darkness whenever you talk to people. It will be ever part of the university's history and the town's history.
There are four very, very important names. In this case, Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin. And if you're going to remember any names from this case, I ask that it be all four. My name is Olivia Gonzalez, and Kaylee was my little sister.
Everybody's going to work, and you look out the window, and there's kids running down the street laughing, and you're just like, how can you be out there playing? My daughter's dead. You know, Kaylee Gonzalez is gone. Stop everything. Everybody in the whole world, stop. And everything just keeps going.
My sister, Zanna Kernodle, is one of the happiest, funniest people I've ever met. And I had the awesome privilege of growing up with her, and I still have a hard time coming to terms with the facts that it did happen.
Brian Koberg is accused of stabbing these four University of Idaho students in the pre-dawn hours on November 13th, 2022. The murder weapon, which was a knife, has never been found. This is a type of survival knife. Brian Koberg did not make his own plea. The judge entered a plea for him of not guilty.
Maximum penalties, life in prison, or the death penalty.
Due to the nature of the crimes, the state of Idaho is seeking the death penalty.
He was there to kill.
He came in with a kit. I believe he had a kill kit.
And you believe that everything right down to the implement of destruction, this large marine knife, that was all planned?
All planned.
It was inhumane. You wouldn't do these type of things to any living creature, let alone an innocent human being.
In August of 2023, just 6 weeks before the murder trial of Brian Koberger was set to begin, he waived his right to a speedy trial.
Should you want to begin? Absolutely.
They would have to wait indefinitely for their day in court.
I was really hoping that we could get this show on the road because the not knowing, it's agony. It's agony.
Steve and Christy, the parents of Kaylee, haven't left anything to chance. After the judge issued a gag order to attorneys and law enforcement, quote, to preserve the right to a fair trial, they drilled down on their own investigation and are now sharing what they believe that investigation found. Steve says he believes transparency is the best path to justice.
We're not going to just sit back and cross our fingers and pray that we're going to get justice.
It has been a long and painful journey for the families of Kaylee Gonzalez, Maddie Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin.
Do you ever dream of your sister?
Yeah, I've had some dreams of her. There's times where I prayed and asked God to see her again another time, and I did, and just gives me some peace knowing that I know she's okay.
Jasmine Kernodle, who is speaking for the first time, was a senior at Washington State University and lived only 15 minutes away from her younger sister, Zanna. Often mistaken as twins growing up, she says they were best friends.
She just was always fun. She was uplifting, and she took any bad situation and turned it into a good one.
Jeff, what did you love most about your daughter?
Everything. She cared about people. She was a people person. She cared about her friends just as much as like her family.
For the first time in her life, Zanna had fallen in love with fellow student Ethan Chapin, a triplet who loved his siblings, boats, and working on a tulip farm.
The sweetest kid ever. They were just two happy people, and they're just seeing the videos and photos of them. You can just like tell how happy they are. They're just amazing together.
Sadly, they will now forever be linked in death. On Sunday morning, November 13th, Zanna's friends started calling Jasmine, saying something bad had happened on King Road. Jasmine rushed over to Zanna's house.
And while you're driving that 8-9 miles over to the house, are you trying to reach your sister then?
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you call her?
A lot. I called her a lot, called Ethan a lot.
Her next call was to her father. Jeffrey had been visiting Jasmine for Dad's weekend and was on his way home.
So you answer the phone. What do you hear?
I hear her kind of crying and just telling me to get back to Moscow and meet me at Zanna's house. And, you know, my heart drops. Instantly, race back down there.
The house was cordoned off and swarming with investigators. As soon as Jeffrey said he was Zanna's father, he and Jasmine were escorted to the Moscow Police Department.
And Jasmine, what does the officer say to you and your father?
I don't remember exactly, just that 4 people passed away and that one was Zanna.
Yeah, the worst day of your life, just your worst nightmare. Just happened, you know? What do? You can't do a damn thing.
You can hear the rest of this episode on the 48 Hours podcast. And if you're looking for more, go behind the scenes with the new Postmortem series every Tuesday, where 48 Hours correspondents and producers share their firsthand experiences reporting on the compelling cases they cover. You can also listen to 48 Hours ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.